We now know the four teams that's in the semi-finals for the Senior Football Championship. As you said, Owen, Niamh Connell joining Kilcare, Gweedore and St Unan's in the hat for the draw, which will be made later today. And I suppose the big four in Donegal Club Football, Brendan Kilcoyne, all set for the draw this evening.
Yeah, no major surprise. You know, they were the four teams that we've spoke about the championship, you know, a few months ago. You would expect them four, if they were kept apart, to make it back to the semi-finals, and that's how it transpired. And you know, it was comfortable enough, really comfortable, to St Unan's against St Michael's yesterday. Kilcare, you know, had it relatively easy against Killybegs. Killybegs fought for a while, and you know, today we saw Niamh Connell, after, you know, coming up a really strong performance from Glenswilly in the first half, been able to grind out the result, as we've seen them do so often in the past. And you know, Gweedore then, who would be considered, I suppose, number four in that, scraping through against Erua Ballyshannon yesterday. So no major surprise there at all. Now, I suppose the interesting thing going into the semi-finals, and we don't know what the pairings are yet, but I do feel that there's an element that any of these four are capable of beating each other on a given day. Obviously, based on form and, you know, based on what you know, St Unan's are favourites. And, you know,
have St Unan's got out of third gear yet?
Well, you know, that I think that's a bit unfair on, you know, some of the other teams that have played, particularly, you know, yesterday against St Michael's. I think they were just that good yesterday, that they were just too strong for them. And you look at the strength and depth that St Unan's
have. They made
it look
easy at the same time, Brendan, so that
they did. And they're really strong. Like, and, you know, I'm looking at some of the subs they brought in yesterday. They brought in Kieran Tobin, you know, County Under 20 this year. They brought in Peter Devine, really experienced player, an important player of that St Unan's defence, and Connor Morrison. They're three defender subs that they were able to bring in yesterday, so it shows you the strength and depth that St Unan's have, and all that with, you know, the defenders I'm talking about, with Sean Patton behind them, able to ping kick outside their 80 yards or 20 yards kind of thing. So they're obviously in a really, really good place, but that can kind of, you know, that air of comfort or something can be dangerous at times too, and they need to be on their guard coming up against any of these teams. They know, they've played them down through the years. They know there's going to be a lot serious, quite more serious questions asked of them in the semi-final than there has been heretofore. And, you know, the other teams will be likewise, so they know this is their chance. This is it now. You're one game away from a county final. So it's going to be interesting to see what it throws up later on this evening. I suppose I'm a bit disappointed. I thought, you know, that team should get a week off between a quarter-final and a semi-final. It seems to be very rushed. It seems to be just a case of getting it played, getting it out of the way kind of thing. And John McNiff is looking at me here. He might be too happy with me. But I just feel that the championship, the senior championship, is the jewel in the crown, so it is. And, you know, it should be afforded that respect, that teams can prepare and that they can get more than 6 or 7 days recovery time before a possible semi-final next week.
And build for big games as well. Obviously, we've seen the hype around this game this week with Niamh Connell against Glenswilly, parish rivals. Maybe with that extra week, give the opportunity for
just give the support. Yep. There's time to build themselves up for it, whereas now the turnabout is, you know, we take Niamh Connell, the excitement of winning today, and they're straight back in. Like, they have to get their heads around maybe a possible semi-final that they'll know maybe in the next couple hours. So, you know, it is quite rushed, so it is in that respect. But listen, that's where it's at, and teams knew that coming in before this weekend, so they did, and they have to prepare accordingly and be ready for next weekend for what promises to be two titanic tussles, irrespective of the draw.
Yeah, well, we talked in our preview of this game today about questions being asked of Niamh Connell, and maybe were those questions unwarranted because they took 7 out of 8 points against difficult teams in the group stages. We asked the question again at half time, and they answered that in emphatic fashion in the first 60 seconds of the second half.
They certainly did, and you know, I've come to expect that from Niamh Connell down through the years. You go way back to when I was playing myself, even, like, you know, they really are a proud championship team. And yeah, they'll be disappointed with their performance, particularly in the first half today, where they were basically out-battled and out-muscled by a Glenswilly team. But they came out in the second half, and as you say, Oisin, the questions that were answered, they were probably able to provide the answers, and they got the two crucial scores with Eoin Dock getting the first goal just straight after half time, and then the experienced Liam McLoone finishing off a brilliant move then to the back of the net. So, you know, they'll take solace and they'll take a bit of comfort that they were able to react, but they'll know deep down themselves that that performance won't be good enough going into a semi-final, because, you know, you come up against better teams. You look at the amount of wides that Glenswilly kicked today, you know, I think it was 8 or 9 wides in the first half, Oisin.
And
you know, Michael Murphy had a brilliant goal chance, only for it was stopped by Stephen McGrath at one stage, and I can recall at least 3 times the ball being kicked into the goalkeeper's hands too. So them chances, you know, if half of them chances were taken, Glenswilly would have been going in with a 6-point lead kind of thing, 7-point lead. And And you wouldn't argue that, or you would have to say that it was probably deserved on the balance of play and the energy that they brought to the game in the first half. But game is over 60 minutes, and Naomh Connell were able to regather themselves, rejig a couple of things, and come out in the second half and take control and kick some crucial scores when it mattered. And we've seen them do that through the years. So whilst the questions will have been asked of them, they've answered every question to date, and they're now in a semi-final.
Yeah. What about the questions around Kilcar? How big a contenders are they for the Dr. Maguire, and on what you've seen so far this year, Brendan?
Oh, they're huge contenders. Like, you know, there's just they ooze quality throughout the team. They've massive ability, you know, with, you know, you've Ryan Marco and McHugh and Patrick McBrearty, even the McLean. I know Matthew McLean is out injured, and he's obviously a big loss to them. You know, the Dohertys, Connor Doherty, and big Kieran McGinley in the middle of the field. There's so much very good footballers throughout the field, so they have, and you know, they'll be playing, preparing for a major assault on this year's championship. You know, they've won one championship, you know, with the quality that they have, you'd have to question, is that enough for that team, kind of thing. So they will be asking questions. It's not me asking questions to Kilcar, it'll be Kilcar asking questions of themselves. They know they need to push it on further. They've had a number of opportunities over the last few years, and they'll be looking, obviously, to go the whole way this year and, you know, to get more out of them. I think the fact that, you know, the split season will work well for them, because they've had the more time with their county men over, because they've been supplying obviously a lot of county men to the county team, to the Donegal team over the last number of years, but they've had plenty of time with them this year, and they seem to be in a good place. They seem to, you know, be playing good football, happy with where they're at, kind of thing. But they also know that they have to go up the gears once they go into the last four.
Yeah. The other team in the hat for the draw tonight is, of course, Gweedore. Snuck through against Éireann Ballyshannon yesterday. Neil McGee was their top scorer with 2 points. It's fair to say that Trevor Alcorn's side will know that they're going to have to be a lot better than what they played yesterday when it comes to the semi-finals.
They are, and they will be, because that Gweedore have the capabilities of lifting their game. If they're playing the St. Junans or a Naomh Connell, they will be able to lift their game accordingly, so they will now. I think it's a concern that Neil McGee, as you mentioned, top scorer yesterday with 2 points from full-back, that, you know, I believe he picked up a knock and maybe a doubt for next weekend, but you hope that he's ready and he's back. You know, they've had their injury troubles. The likes of Dario Breel, Niall Freel, these players haven't had much game time over the last 6 weeks. So the extra game that they got into them this weekend will see them push on again for next weekend. You know, they'll be the least rated of the four teams, surprisingly. If you'd said that a few years ago after them winning an Ulster Championship, would ask questions of it, but they haven't pushed on from that. But they're now one game away from a county final, so the prize is massive going into the semi-final for them, and they'll know that. They've championship pedigree down there, you know, so I wouldn't worry too much about Gweedore. They're going to put it up to any of these sides that they meet in the semi-final.
Okay, as always, Brendan, many thanks for your help and your contribution today here at the Donagh Park. Brendan Kilcoyne and co-commentary, as Neve Connell, of course, booked their place in the semi-final draw for this evening by beating Glenn Swilly. 2-10 to 10 points was how it ended up. Just to remind our listeners again, that draw will take place tonight in Ballybuffet after the second semi-final of at intermediate level between Neve Columba and Fana Gales. The junior semi-final draw will also take place this evening as well. But what we do know, the four teams now are Neve Connell, St. Eunan's, Gweedore, and of course Kilcar. Those semi-finals will be played next weekend with the Donegal CCC to confirm the fixtures, possibly later tonight. If not, it will be tomorrow at some stage. Just another programme of note, the DL debate presented by Brendan Devaney on air tomorrow night after 7 o'clock. We'll hear from Gary McDade and John Gilday off the parishes of Glen Swilly and Neve Connell to get their thoughts on the championship action this weekend. Plus, Maureen O'Donnell will be giving a rundown on the Ladies Senior Football Championship as Terman and Glen Finn both took big ones in the respective semi-finals this afternoon. And later on in the programme on Sunday Sport as well, we will have reaction pieces from all of the quarterfinals this weekend. This evening, we'll be hearing from Ethan O'Donnell, who of course was named man of the match in Neve Connell's one. So then, that's it from the O'Donnell Park here in Letterkenny. Thanks for listening. Back to the studio.